Thank you, Travis. The old story of Jesus and his love. Familiar passage of Scripture, familiar story that always amazes me, the stories in the Bible and how familiar they are with us when we look at them. And then there's just so much there that we really, we don't really take time to really imagine what all was there. I like to say, when you're reading the Scriptures, put yourself in the Scripture. Put yourself in the scene. And so my thoughts were, this particular time of the year when the Magi brought gifts, what were those gifts? Now, we just think about gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but what other gifts? What were the gifts? And my Scripture text is in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Again, the subtitle of this is about the visit of the wise men. And the New Living Translation from verses 1 to 12 says this. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About the time some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We have seen his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." Herod, who was the king of Israel at that time, was deeply disturbed by their question, as all of Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of the law. "Where did the prophet say the Messiah would be born?" he asked them. "In Bethlehem," they said. "For this is what the prophet wrote. O Bethlehem of Judea, you are not just a lowly village in Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." Herod sent a private message to these wise men, asking them to come to him. And at this meeting, he learned the exact time when they first saw the star. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem, search carefully for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went on their way. Once again, the star appeared to them, guiding them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house where the child and his mother Mary were, and they fell down before him and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But when it was time to leave, they went home another way, because God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. May God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word.